JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and welcome. In today's program, Western Hanover to benefit from Youth Information Center. And in today's Glimpses of Jamaica segment, we look at Jamaican games. Stay with us.
There is no nation that can prosper without making a sizable and continuing investment in youth training, education, and development. With those investments beginning at the community level.
State Minister in the Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change and Member of Parliament for Western Hanover, Ian Hales. He was making his contribution to the 2014-2015 sectoral debate in Parliament recently. He says a world-class sporting facility will be established in Hanover as part of initiatives to engage young people. Residents in and around Western Hanover are looking forward to the construction of a youth information center in the area. Minister Hale says the facility will be constructed at a cost of $41 million. Work is expected to start within the next 2 weeks.
The teacher wonders, but she doesn't ask.
Child abuse is physical, emotional, sexual.
Child abuse is neglect.
Child abuse hurts.
Report what you see, hear, or suspect. Call 1-888-PROTECT. But her dreams give her
wings and she flies to... The following is a message from the Ministry of Education.
We're appealing to principals to ask parents to buy only those books that are absolutely necessary. For the first time, the Ministry of Education has reviewed all book lists from the school and will be approving the list of books for schools to give parents to purchase at different grades. No book lists are to be issued by schools unless approved by the Ministry of Education. We're giving some guidelines. Parents should not be spending more than an average of $5,000 on supplementary texts at the primary level. Look carefully at what the ministry is giving you first and see why there is need for anything else. And if there is a doubt, please call us and we will explain. And about $12,000 at the grade 7 to 9 levels at the secondary schools. When you go higher with the specific subjects for CSEC that will require more, we will give you further information on that.
A message from the Ministry of Education.
Vision 2030 is the island's first long-term national development plan poised to transform Jamaica into the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business in the next 16 years. To find out more, visit vision2030.gov.jm. And on the community notice board, the Trenchtown Seventh-day Adventist Church invites all to its annual Festival of Praise celebration Saturday, June 28, starting at 9 a.m. under the theme Countdown to Victory. And here's our glimpse of Jamaica.
As a girl, I used to love playing cereal lash with the orange seed, orange goat, and you kick up. And you catch it on your foot and you kick and you catch and you catch and you catch. And we used to love to play bass. They hit you and you run from this bass. And when they throw the ball, if it won't catch you, run around and touch another little thing like that and you come right around. Well, my name was Joyce Ricketts Samuels. Samuels is the married name.
Remember, you too can share your favorite glimpse of Jamaica with us by simply emailing tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or give us a call at 926-359024. And that's it for today's Journey Roundabout JA. Join me again on this station or on our website at jis.gov.jm. I'm Ruth Ann Carr for producer Casita Irving and studio engineer Joel Samuels. Until next time, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.